Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Well, I think it's one of those upside-down things about the kingdom, that his wounds are really, I think, a glory to him. But he was always wounded. He was the lamb that was slain from the foundations of the world. So Zechariah, for example, has a vision of Jesus, and the first thing he asks is, where did you get those wounds? And Jesus, in this vision, responds, this is where I was wounded for my friends. And John, in the Revelation, when Jesus comes back, he's weeping because no one can open this scroll. And one of the elders from my church, jabs him and says, stop crying. He said, behold the lion of the tribe of Judah. So John looks up expecting to see a lion, but he sees a lamb. And he knows who that lamb is because it's wounded. So I think Jesus has always, in a sense, been recognized by his woundedness. And I think the application is that we aren't to be known by our degrees or by our awards or whatever. We're to be known by the scars that we've incurred from faithfully following him. I think scars are a glory to us, too, actually.
You talk about the lion and the lamb. That's just one of the many aspects of paradox about God's ultimate plan and purpose in sending Christ to the cross. I mean, it's just sort of completely upside down.
It really is. I mean, how does he win? He wins by giving up, right? How does he give us life? He gives us life by dying. He sets us free by being bound. I mean, some of these are more prosaic than cold hard facts, but I still think they have meaning. But it really is, Paul says Jesus is crucified in weakness. And that was the whole idea behind the song El Shaddai. You know, your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. I think that's a powerful idea.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.